الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد. الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about munafiqeen. There should be no two views concerning munafiqeen. Among the Muslims, once upon a time in Makkah Mukarramah, when munafiqeen, a group of munafiqeen came to Makkah Mukarramah, so they pretended to be Muslims. They said, Amanna billah, but in their hearts were devoid of iman, were void of iman. They were not genuine Muslims. They just said, Amanna billah on the tongue. And the intention to come to Makkah and Mukarramah was nothing but to do trade. So they thought that if they come in as Muslims and they say, Amanna billah, and we are Muslims, then it would be easy for them to enter Makkah and to exit Makkah. So a group of people came and they said, Amanna billah, we are Muslims, but they were not genuine mu'minin. And what happened was, when they left, people came to know, Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to know that this group was a group of munafiqeen, a group of hypocrites. So they began to differ after that amongst themselves, between themselves, that were they really Muslims or not? Right from the outset when they came and they said, Amanna billah, we have brought iman in Allah, were they Muslims at that time or not? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why are you now arguing concerning that? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you already know for a fact that they are munafiqeen now, because they have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly after exiting Makkah and Mukarramah. So Allah says, فَمَا لَكُمْ, what is the matter with you? فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ, considering the munafiqeen, why are you now fi'atain, two groups? وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. One group said, no, they were Muslims when they came in. One group said, no, they were not Muslims right from the start. But the reality of the matter is that we know for a fact now that they are not Muslims. وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already put them into misguidance. Allah already upturned them all because of their amal, because of the bad deeds that they did. In other words, Allah is making ishara, Allah is hinting towards something by this expression that they weren't mu'minin right from the outset. Allah says, أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَهْدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهِ. Do you want to guide now somebody? Do you intend to guide somebody who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already sent astray? وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends astray, that person was not sincere right from the start. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him fall in that misguidance. Now there's no way for you to get to that person. Allah says, وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا. Allah wants to show you, see, be careful now, be careful, be wary of munafiqeen, because munafiqeen are disbelievers, and they also intend that you become disbelievers just like them. Allah says, what do they wish, they love, لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا, that you also become kuffar, like how they are kuffar. فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَا, so you become alike. فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Be careful, do not fall in their trap by taking from among the munafiqeen bosom friends. Do not befriend them. Hatta yuhajiru fi sabilillah. You are doubting. Somebody said, okay, amanna billah, then I'm a mu'min. How do you know? Allah says, here's the sign. See if this person migrates. Hijrat, that time, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a prerequisite. It was a shart for a person's iman. If somebody made hijrat from Makkah to Makkah Mukarramah to Al-Madinah to Munawwara, then that was sufficient as a sign to say that this person, he accepted the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make hijrah, so he probably is, or he is a mu'min. But if somebody stays away from doing that hijrah, it means that this person here, he still has some nifaq in him, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were free from nifaq. So let's see now if this person migrates. If he migrates, okay, there's the sign, this person is a mu'min. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ. But if these people turn away from that, and they disdain to believe, and they declare that they are non-Muslims openly, now you have the chance here, فَخُذُوهُمْ, now to seize them. plan to kill them wherever you find them, because now you know these people were not sincere right from the start. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ. Again Allah says, do not take وَلِيَّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, a guardian or a helper or a friend from any of the munafiqeen. Allah says, there's one group of munafiqeen with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's an exception to the normal case here. Allah says, you must kill them because they were not genuine, they were not believers right from the outset. But there's one group that you abstain from killing, you would stay away from that. Allah says, it is that group. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. Except those munafiqeen who reach a people. بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِثَاقٌ. So they reach a people between whom and you there's a contract and some agreement and some treaty and pact that already took place. Or they come to you, أو جاءوكم, or this group of munafiqeen, they come to you, but حَصِرَتْ صُدُورُهُمْ أَن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ أَوْ يُقَاتِلُوا قَوْمَهُمْ. All these munafiqeen come to you with their hearts disinclined from fighting you, so they don't want to fight you, or they don't want to fight their people. In other words, there's a pact and agreement that's made already, and they don't want to fight you and break that pact, or fight them and break the pact. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ. So they also intend now peace. Allah says, if Allah wanted, لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ. Allah Pak would have given them the control and power over you, and Allah would have caused some fighting to start between them and between you, and they would have then fought you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of His fadl, from His fadl and His grace, Allah didn't give them that power over you, so now there is salam, there is peace. فَإِنِ اَعْتَزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمُ. So if this group of munafiqeen, they stay away from you, they do not fight you, and they also keep the peace, they maintain the peace that's there already, Allah says, فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Since that mithaq, that pact and agreement was done already, now remember, Allah hasn't given you the power and the control now for you to fight them. In other words, now you should also abstain, because they have abstained and there's a mithaq that has already been found. So in other words, you should abide to whatever mithaq and pact that was made from the start. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to the wa akhir.